This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger, that's all.
Today it's mostly names. Names of certain vegetables. That's the whole secret to that. Lamed Tes Omed Aleph. Eight lines down from the top, Chazeres. The Gemara translates the Mishnah into Gemara language, although the Gemara language is to us not easier than the Mishnah language. What's Chazeres? Chason. That's the name of it. And it says Ulshin. What's Ulshin? Hindavi. Could be his endives. Then Tamcha, what's Tamcha in the Mishnah? Omar Rabbe Barachone, Tamcha Sishmo, it's called Tamcha Sein Bala, Tamcha So. Then Chachavin is mentioned in the Mishnah among the kinds of Morel, Omar Shmologish, Asvus Dedikla. Asvus Dediklo, Rashi says, it's like a growth that grows around the palm trees. But Tezra says it can't be a tree because the mora has to be a yarokis. Can be a tree. So Tezra says if it is something that grows around the tree, it comes out of the ground and grows up around the tree. But it's not something that grows from the tree. But it has to be yarokis. Anything from a tree is not fit for a mora, Pesach night. Then Bemora, it's also mentioned in the Mishnah, what's that? Meri Rosoi. See after here. Elo Yerokes, the following Yerokes, vegetables. Show them Yeitzib and Yedei Chavos of Pesach, for the mitzvah of Mora. Enumerates, the Ulushim, of a Tamche, Bechar Chalim, Bechar Chavinim, of a Chazirim. Now Chazirim is Chazeres. Rabbi Yehuda, if it says Rabbi Yehuda, a mistake. So writes Rabbi Yehuda, Amen. Af ol shei sode, not only ordinary ulshim that grow in gardens, but even ol shei sode means wild ulshim, the ol shei gine and grow in gardens. The chazeres. Finished. For the Gemara, what do we need? And he should add. Rabbi Yehuda should add. And Chazeres, we need these two to be added. The Tanakhama said that. Ulushin, which means Ulushaygina, garden Ulushin, and Chazeres. So what's he adding? Ulushaygina and Chazeres. It's repetition. But if you're adding these two, the Tanakhama said these two. And for the Morikama, Abhuda means this. He's not telling us the names of these two to say Yoyetze. He's saying just like these two are unanimously accepted as good moral, af olushe yisodek, olushe gino hazaz. Even olushe yisodek grows wild is just as good for moral as olushe gino hazaz, which everybody holds as good. Say that. Af asvos. Now, right now it seems that he's saying four kinds, Asvos, Antur, Mar, and Yerah. Omele Rabbi Yisrael, Asvos, Vetur, Echad. It's one. Because the verb Vetur doesn't mean and, it's the word that they say in Latin, Asvos, Vetur. That's the name of the vegetable, Asvos, Vetur. That's one. Omar Yerah is also one. So only two vegetables that he's mentioning. Asus Vetur and Mar Yerah. Instead of thinking it's four like Amir said, say that. Elo Yerah Keshavim Yetzir Ben Yerah Chavos B'Pesach Chazeres Ve'Ulshim Ve'Tamche Ve'Chachavinim Ve'Chaginim behardufne. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af chazeres yulin, a different kind of chazeres, and chazeres galin, kayizmer, are just the same. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mishum rabbi Eliezer, af al kabli. Now, the chazarati al kol tamido, Rabbi Eliezer says, he went around all the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, ubikash te lichover. I sought somebody, I sought to find somebody who be a chaver of mine and help me in what I said that Rabbi Eliezer considers our kabbalah in good mora. He couldn't find anybody who remembered that Rabbi Eliezer said this, such a statement. Okay, Shabbos, you think Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankin, Hodel Lidvah, he'd read to my words that Rabbi Eliezer said that. So Rabbi Eliezer said our Kabbalah is also good more, and we have two witnesses that he said. One is Rabbi Eloy, one is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankin. If you don't make a call, she yes, lo sol. Rashi says, anything has a white juice. When you make a cut, an incision in the plant, a white juice comes out, that's a sign of more. If you come to the break, email, call she pono mach sifin. Anything that's not really green, it's a lightish green. Achsivim means it's lightish. That's a sign that it's mora. So each one gave one simen. Acherem emrim, kol yerek ma. Anything that's mora, yesh lo sorov. Upon achsivim have two simonim. Now both simonim. There's a white juice that comes out when you cut it, and also the top of it is not deep green; it's light green. Omar Rabbi Yechim, Divrei Kula Nilma, from the words of all these Tanoim we can learn, the words of all these Tanoim we can learn, Yerek Ma Yesh Lei Sorov, Upone Machsifim. Some say one Simon, some say two Simon. But these are the characteristics of Yerek Ma, say that.
Omar Rabbi
Yechim, you're passing like the Achayim, that require both simonim. In order to be kosher mor, has to be yesh lo sorov and pono machsifim. One simon not enough. Ravine Ashkechi found Rav Acher Berei Derove Rav Mehada Amri Rusa. We're looking to be yetze for Pesach when shopping for the bitterest kind of mor. But he thought, that's the real mitzvah, the bitterest kind of mora. Omar said to him, my dieter, what's your thought that you want the bitterest kind, the merir and faith, because it's most bitter. But we have chazeres now. We learned in the Mishnah chazeres. And chazeres is the first in the list, which means it's mitzvah min amuvcha. Best mitzvah is the chazeres from mora. The Tana Bera Vishmuel Chazeres also learned Chazeres, the first of the list. Om Rabbi Yishaya Mitzvah B'Chazeres. And Chazeres are not the bitterest. So we see the criterion of what's Mitzvah Min Amuvcha by Mora is not the fact that it's the bitter, most bitter. He explains what's the advantage of Chazeres. In Aramis it's called Choso. And Choso is Aramis. My Choso, Chos Rachmon Elevon. That our Kodesh Baruch had pity upon us and took us out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, even though the word itself, Chazeres, doesn't give us that message, but the translation, the Aramis gives that message, it's also worthy because of that. The Chazera should be the first mitzvah min amuvcha, even though it's not the most bitter. The Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmanim Rabbi Anderson Lo Manim Shlo Bisriyim Ke Mora. The Egyptians are compared to Mora. The Mora is a remez on the way the Egyptians behaved. Loim Alecho Ma Mora Zeh Shetchi Lo Seira. At the beginning, it's gentle. It means when it grows at the beginning, it doesn't taste bitter. But the soy for more kosher. At the end, it has a hard taste, means a bitter taste. Now that's describing the Hazaras. Hazaras, when it first grows, is not bitter. But later, after it's ripe, it becomes bitter. Af mitzriyim, tilos ovilak. At first, they were soft to us, gentle to us, but soifon kosher. That's how all goyim are always. In every country that you come, at first they might seem they're nice and gentle, but eventually they turn out to be bitter. So now we see two remozim, when chazeres is considered mitzvah min amufa. One of the chazeres is translated chosor, which means chos rachmon, alevon, Hashem had pity upon us, in Mitzrayim. And the second remez is that chazeres teaches us that the goyim in Mitzrayim, at the beginning they're gentle, eventually turn out to be bitter and hard. So when he told him all this, Amalei, so he, the one who was trying to get the bitterest mora, said, Hodri be, I retract, meaning I won't do it anymore, and I'll look for not what I think is the best because it's most bitter, I look for the best because it's first in the Mishnah. Say that. He said, Mimai, how do you know the high mora min yereku, that is kind of vegetable? Maybe it's the bitter part of a certain fish called kufya, that has a certain bitterness inside of it. So he answers, Dumya de matzah. Matzah sumorim are together, so we won't learn one from the other. So mor has to be similar to matzah. Ma matzah gidule kak is something that grows. Af mor. So it can be something that comes from a fish. Right, the Gemara of Aim or Hildu. A Hildu is something that grows, but it's a poison that kills animals. Very bitter, kills animals. And for Gemara, Hildu if not. Do me the matzah. It's like Ma matzah means Oim. No, I made a mistake. Aim Hildu. Hildu grows on trees. A bitter thing grows on trees. So that says Hildu. It says no. Dumya de matzah. Ma matzah means roim. It's a plant, not a tree. Af mora has to be means roim. And therefore Hildu grows on trees in that kosher for mora. Now I said, Eime halasifu. Halasifu is a very bitter thing. It's a poison that kills animals. So let's say that bitterness. So he says no. Dumya de matzah. Ma matzah, sheni kachas v'kesef maizah. Matzah you can buy with maizah sheni money in Yerushalayim. But anything that's fit to eat, you can buy with maizah sheni money. Af mora has to be something sheni kelech you can buy v'kesef maizah, with maizah sheni money. But since halzifa is something that nobody eats, not fit for eating at all, therefore, nobody can spend much of any money buying it, even for the purpose of more for the seder. It's not muta, it's not permissible to spend much of any money on anything that's not food. And halzifa is not a food. And therefore, it cannot be used for more, because just like matzah has to be something that's eligible to buy much of any, Al-Zifa has to be eligible to buy Ma'aseh Sheni, even though it's not Ma'aseh Sheni money. Stam Al-Zifa is also is possible for Mora, but it's not like Ma'aseh. Omer Rabbi Bar Rav Chonin Rabbi, aim to say Mora Chad. If it said Mora and Teh, it would be one kind. So let's say only one kind of Mora as kosher, instead of all these species that you enumerate. So he answered, "Meroyim ksiv, amatzus umroyim." You eat it. So we see there are more than one species. And he asked again, "Ema meroyim trei?" That say means just two kinds, plural. You can't explain the pasuk more than a minimum. And meroyim plural means two. Because that means more than two. And for the more, dumia de matzah. We compare it to matzah. Ma matzah. Meaning, halbe, matzah can be made out of wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye. So since you can make it out of chameshes haminim, so therefore pala also has to be capable of various minim. Afmora minim harve. So once we see it's not two, therefore it could be many minim. Say that. The Yerokes are enumerated above as Gemiyesi, the Mitzvah of Moran, Kulam Nizroim Baruga Achas. They can all be planted in one plot. Now, what that means in general means it's not an issue of Kilai Zroim. Kilai Zroim, you cannot mix plants together. You can't plant them too close together. But Yerokes of Mora are permitted to plant in one avuga. Now, you need a perush on that. Praying of a member, you mean to say, you mean to say, the last boom is shum kilayim? There's no ease of kilay zoyim, of mixing plants when it comes to plants of Mora? Moshe Rabbi, he has to cash on that. Chazeres. The Chazeres Gali, all they have two different names. They are considered one min, and you can plant them together. Ulshin and ulshe soder means ulshin that grow in the garden and wild ulshin grow in the field are one min. You can plant them together. Krishe or krishe soder, wild krishe, are one min. Kuzbel, the kuzbel soder, also one min. Chalul mustard and chalul mitzri are considered one min. Dala samitzri and harmutza, it's also a kind of a pumpkin similar to dala samitzri, is not a kilayim. Now all these are pears of similar pears, only they're not exactly the same species. They said ha enom kilayim zebize, they're not kilayim with each other. So we see only these species that are very similar, they resemble each other. But Chazeres, only Chazeres and Chazeres Galim. Hey, yes, that you can plant together. But Chazeres Ulshin Lo, but two entirely different kinds of Mora you cannot plant together. So what are you telling me? That the various kinds of Mora you can plant together in one Ahugo? Here you see only those kinds that are similar, Chazeres and Chazeres Galim. Ulshin, Ulshin Soda. Otherwise, two different kinds of moi you cannot plant together like any other plants can mix them together. Mm-hmm. And if you want to say, you're not saying pears like we learned. Kuluhu ba de adodik toni, you're learning all together. It means chazeres, and chazeres galim, and ulshin, and ulshin. So all together it means. Not by pears. All those enumerated, all together. Can we plant it together? That's not the right pshat. The Omar Rav said, the way to learn pshat in that is zuge zuges tani. We're learning pears. So only chazeres and chazeres galin are permitted. But with ulshin is not permitted. So you see that it's also to plant different kinds of yerokes together. So what are you telling me? You can all be planted together in one ahugah? So we don't understand what you said before. Say it inside. What he said here, Chazeres, Chazeres Galim, that's one pair. Ulshin, Ulshin Soda, another pair. Krishin, Krishin Soda. He's not saying only Mora here. Kuzba is not Mora. Kuzba or Kuzba, so it's not Mora. Chaldol, Chaldol is not Mora. The last Mitzvah is not Mora. He's telling us, even though that just because these species have a similarity, even though they have different names, they're one kind, and you can plant these couples together. That's all. But among the couples, we see Mora is also mentioned. So we see only those kinds of Mora that are almost the same are mutter to plant together. But Mora that have different names entirely, you can't plant together. So when they tell them you can plant them together, and so they get Mora. The bottom line, Mine is roin domara. What did that mean? You can plant them together. Mizroim ki hilchosam. You can plant them like the halacha when you plant different kinds of plants together. Five different kinds of plants can be put in one small plot if you do it according to a certain system. Now the picture of that is not in this Gemara. If you look at Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, you have the picture there. I don't have it here. I made the picture here. We'll go by, I'll show it to you. But it takes too much time to explain. In the picture, it's a plot. Well, I'll sort of explain it a little bit inside. So again, he said, you can plant all the kinds of mora together in one small plot, just like you can plant any other plants. What's a chiddush? We'll soon see. Feimor ki hilchoson. If you're going to plant them with a system, like the other plants are permitted to plant. So what's a chiddush? Tanini learned already. Arugo, shehi, shishol, shisha, tvachim. If you have a plot of earth, 6x6 tvachim, zerim esecha, you can plant in it, chamisha zerim, five different kinds of plants. Arba al arba urasag, arugo, four on the four sides of that plot, with a certain system. The achas bench, one in the middle, has made in such a way that it's easily recognized that each plant is planted separately. And there wouldn't be any possibility of thinking that it's a mixture. So although they're close together in this system, with halacha meishim Sinai, if they're planted in such a way that it's recognizable that they're separate plants, even though they're very close together, it's muta. Now that's said by all plants. So what are you telling me, a chiddush, that you can plant mora plants in the same way? Why should I have thought separately, differently? You can plant all plants, five, in a rug of 6x6. So the same applies to mora too. So my kamashpul on Rav, that you can plant all of them together in one plot, that's a kasha. See after him. To tell you about Peh, how the layout is, it wouldn't help. You have to see it. The picture in the Gemara. Now, according to a certain layout, it's mutter to plant five different kinds in a plot 6x6. So, Michael Mashbalon, that you can do the same with mora plants. Why should I think they're different? And for the Gemara. Ma, would you say, well, you might say, ah, Nemila, when do we say this heta, to plant five different plants in a little arug of 6x6 for him? The zoyim, only zoyim, like wheat, barley, and so on. Av all be yorokes lo. I would think yorokes are different, kamash malon. Frag the Gemara, why would I thought yorokes are different? Remember, they mean to say, the yorokes alim and mizoyim, yorokes are more powerful than zoyim, mean to take up more space, or the yanike, they suck from the ground, and they'll suck from each other when they're close, more than the grain will suck from each other. And I would have thought, therefore, since Yerokes, the way you're telling me, is a stronger plant and sucks more from each other, it would be necessary to keep them further away. But now we learned, kol minei zoim ein zirim ba'arugo achas. You can't plant them in one aruge unless it's done with a certain system, a certain layout. Kol minei yorokes zirim aruge achas, and yorokes you could. Now, all the zoim you can. Zoim, he said, you cannot plant one aruge. One second. When we say you can plant five kinds in one aruge, you're not talking about barley and grain like you thought. No. Barley and grain, they spread out, and therefore, in the small plot, when you look at the standing grain, it's all mixed together. But they grow high. But your yorokes grow low. Only your yorokes are muta in that aruge. So when you say six zirenim, six plants, you can five plants five plants you can plant in one little aruga of 6x6, it does not mean grain, because grain grows high, and the heads of the grain touch each other, and it's not called separate. So the layout of that aruga was in order to show that each one is planted separately, but the layout goes lost when in the case of tall plants like grain. The grain rises up, and they all are touching together in the confusion, and it's aruga. So grain is not muta. What is muta? Only small plants. So surely only zroim, only yerokes. So what are you telling me, Achidish, that the five kinds, that all the kinds of vora, you can plant together one aruga? Certainly, it's only for small plants. Big plants like grain you can't. So what's a chiddush of Rav? So we still don't understand. What's Rav teaching us? Certainly, only yerokes and other small plants can be planted five in one little aruga. And certainly not grain, tall grain. And for the Mormao, they say, what did you might say? Hani morer min zoin. I might think morer. Small plants, yes. But morer, I might think, is considered like the grain, like tall plants, and therefore morer would not be permissible to plant five in one small plot. Other small things, yes. But morer, maybe, it's not considered among the small things. These species of morer, maybe considered among the tall plants. From Ashmalon, that the morer is not considered like tall plants of Zoyim. And therefore morer is mutter. Frag the Gemara, Zoyim Salke Daita, when I have thought that Mora is a min Zoyim, how could I have thought Mora is a kind of the grains? I would have thought Mora is included in the grains, like wheat and barley, and spelt and oats and rye, that grow tall, and they are also to plant five of them in one small aruga. And you say, I would have thought Mora is the same, but Mora is not a grain. What now we learn yerokes. More called yerokes. Vegetables. Vegetables grow short, not tall. The Tony Balkapo yerokes, when he's talking about more. Tony Bishmo yerokes. So we see that all the forms of more are short plants and not like the grains that grow tall. So why would I have thought that more couldn't be planted five species in one little plot, like all the other little plants? And for the Gemara, Chazeras, because of the Chazeras. Because Saul Kedait, I mean, but enter the mind to say, Hoyle, this Sefer Lahakshit. Chazeras, if it stands long enough in the ground, it becomes extra big, becomes very hard, almost like a tree, and extra big. Neisiv L'Rav Chetfei, we have to give it more space. We agree, all the other kinds of morel, you could plant together, in five in one small aruga, like any other small plants. But chazeras, I might have thought, because eventually it becomes big, so it shouldn't be able to plant it together with other kinds of mora. Lav omar rabbi yitzchak rabbi yochanan say klach shel kuv shehuksha, the stem of cabbage that became hard. If it stood a long time in the ground and it became very hard, marchiven lo beis riva, you have to give it more space. You can't plant it near any other plant. You have to have a reva, basically a certain area of ground just for itself. Alma we see, kiven the sefer lahakshit, because later, when it becomes hard and big, yavina le'rafet reva, give it more space. So I might think even now, at the beginning, when you want to plant it, and it's still small, you also cannot plant it together with other kinds of mora. Achename neser rafet reva, so you should give it more space. Kamash, the rafet says no. At the beginning, you can plant the morel together with all chazeras, with other kinds of morel together in a little plot. And even though later chazeras becomes big and hard, we don't care. Say that. Right, so what have we learned so far? That plants, like grain, is also to utilize this heta of an aruga 6x6. The aruga has such a layout that you can see each one is separate, even though they're close together. But if it's grain, it grows big and they're all standing together in aruve, in a mixed up way, and therefore it's kilayim, it's also. And Rav's chiddush was that chazeres, although chazeres in a certain sense becomes hard, so you might think it's like klach shel kuv, the stem of a cabbage becomes hard, then it becomes like a little tree, and you have to give it a beis roiva. So he says, don't worry about that. In the case of a chazeres, it never becomes like that, even though it becomes hard, but never becomes like a klach shel kuv. So chazeres is mutal with all the other vegetables to plant together in a little spot. So in case you have a little garden where you're growing vegetables, mora, for coming Pesach, you give you permission to plant chazeres also in that little space 6x6 for him, and no question of kilai zoyah. I thought Yeshin Bohen, the Yeshin with Morel, Ben Lachin, Ben Yeveshin, whether it's dry or fresh. Even dried up Morel is also good. Omar Abchist, Loishon, when did we learn that dried up Morel is also good? Elo Biklach, the stems of the Morel, but the stems are thick and heavy, and therefore, even though when they're dry, they still have a certain amount of taste in them, juiciness. Avol biolin, but if it's the leaves of the mora, lachin ain't. When they're fresh, yes. Yevashim, when they're dry, not. When they're dry, they have no taste anymore. The leaves, when they're dry, are nothing at all. They're not called mora anymore. So the leaves of mora have to be fresh in order to feel the taste of mora. But the stems, even though when dried stems, they still have the taste of mora. And the Sefer says, we eat it with the klach with the stems. In the Reisha, he didn't talk about the stems. So it seems the Reisha is talking only about the leaves. And he learned in the Reisha, we call the Reisha olim. They said leaves. And in the Reisha, he said, we eat it dry or fresh. So he's talking about the leaves. After he says, Yeyese, whether dry or fresh, then he says, Yeyese also with the stems. So the stems were not mentioned in the Reisha. And in the Reisha it says, whether dry or fresh. So we see it goes on the leaves. And so the Gemara, no, Purushi come farish, explains. And he says, Yeyese, with the klach, means, Kikon, when did we say before this in the Mishnah? Ben lachem, ben yaveshim, and only on the klach. So you have to look at the Mishnah and see how it is. Look at the Mishnah, Amud Aleph. So the Eilu Yerok, Shalom Yetzir, Ben Yedit, Chavos, Ben Pesach, Ben Chazeret, Ben Tam, Ben Chavine, Ben Ulshin, Ben Mohat. Now it says, Yetzir, Ben, Ben Lach, Ben Yevashim. Avalo Krishna, which look him, which show. Something is that it, that's all. So he didn't mention the stems at all yet. So he's talking about the leaves. And he tells us, Yetzir, even though they're dry leaves. Then after he's finished with that, Yetzir Biklach, then he brings in the stems. So we see in the Reish, he's not talking about the stems, only about the leaves, and still his kosher is dry. So he says, no. When he explains with Yetzir Biklach Shalahem, that's a page where he said on the third line, Ben Lachem Ben Yevashim. With leaves, only Lachem. Say that. The Yetzir with the Klach, that goes on the third line of the Mishnah, which says, Ben Lachem Ben Yevashim. When they say Ben Lachem Ben Yevashim, only Biklach. Basically, that's the kasha. Yetzin bohen, yetzin with the leaves, or Biklach shalahem, and with the stem. Ben Lachem Ben Yevashim, Yevashim Meyan. Achachomim, Lachem Yetzin, Yevashim Yetzin. So Achachomim are talking about everything. They're not yetzin at all if it's Yevashim. And Rameya seems to be talking about everything. Yetzin with Yevashim on everything. Vishavin, they both agree, Sheyetzin, Bohem, Kmushin. If they're wilted, they're not dried up, just wilted, the Yetzin. Avalo Kmushin, but if they're soaked in a liquid for a long time, then it's like cooked. If more is soaked, let's say you take the, if you buy the horseradish, and you put it in water, and keep it some time in the water, it becomes possible for the Seder. Because it's like cooked. Although Shalukim, not parboiled, means cooked very much. But maybe we should only cook a little bit. klole shel davar. He sums up kol sheyesh b'tam mora. It has a taste of mora, fresh mora. Yetsim bo. But once it's cooked, kol sheyesh b'tam mora and yetsim bo. So we see that Rameya, who holds the yetsi, ben lachim ben yeveshim, is talking about the leaves just as well as they're talking about the stems. And he once said, no. Targum, explain what Rameya says, that yetsi, when it's yeveshim, only on the cloud, only on the stems. But in the leaves, he'll insist it has to be fresh. Say that. In the business of soaking, if it's soaked in water, then you need 24 hours to make it unfit for mora. If it lies in water 24 hours, then it's possible. It's called kovish kimavushal. If it soaks in a strong medium like vinegar, then only a short time. As much time as it takes to put a kettle of water on the fire and bring it to a boil, that amount of time, if something is soaked in vinegar, it's already mevushal. So if you put, let's say, the horseradish in vinegar, then very short time will make it possible, it's kovish. Put it in plain water, if it's 24 hours, then it's kovish. And that's how I'm waiting to stop right now.
Hey. This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.